This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A fellow who recently swallowed a dictionary said it was thesaurus his throat had ever been. Thesaurus.
Oh, really, Tim?
The world's shortest commercial flight is only 47 seconds. So,
and we don't have time for stowing. Hey, welcome everybody to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ Jasper.
Good morning.
And JJ, we want to thank everybody for the share-a-thon, right?
Absolutely. When we closed last night, we had $4,185,745. Well, we've kept the online AFR.net. We've kept that active in case people were out of town or just away from the radio for a couple of days. And right now, we just hit the $4.2 million mark.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
These tough times, that's a sacrifice for a lot of people. Yep. We're so grateful for your love and your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR.
Absolutely. What are we doing with this Trivia Friday show here, Ed?
Well, this is what we do, Tim. We challenge our listeners. I mean, we bring it.
Yes,
we bring the heat.
Edumacation.
So all three of us professors are going to present three questions to our students. That's you folks who are listening. And then you call in to answer and ask your own question if you'd like. We like for you to do both. And so the number to call is 888-589-8840. We do ask that if you have been on with us in the last 2 months, that you hold off a week. We try to increase the number of folks who can get through. So if you've been on the air with us the last 2 months, please wait a week. You do need to be 11 years old or older. So the number to call again is 888-589-8840. And we do have, so three of us, JJ, three questions each, nine questions. One of them's pretty special, though.
One is a mystery question. If you land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you're going to win a really nice AFR ball cap. AFR ball cap. Gray and black, nice leather patch on the front, AFR. This really is a good-looking cap.
It is.
And so if you land on the mystery question, as I mentioned, and you answer it correctly, you're going to be a winner today. That's going to be pretty fun to win that.
So and our listeners are winners every day, but someone's going to be super winner.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Joel.
Can I mention something before we give our questions? So, dark and stormy night, it's late, lonely road, monsoon, the bottom's dropping out, this guy's truck breaks down, coast over, doesn't even get all the way on the shoulder, a little bit in the road, a little bit on the shoulder, and he's never hitchhiked before, but he said, I can't leave my truck partway in the road. He's hitchhiking, five or six cars go by, one pulls over, and he gets in this downpour, and guy closes the door, he says, hey, thanks, I've never hitchhiked before. I didn't think anybody's going to pick me up. And the driver said, well, weren't you concerned about me being a serial killer? And the guy said, no, because the chance of two serial killers being in the vehicle at the exact same time is extremely unlikely.
Right.
He had some dry Tim Wildman wit.
Well, okay then. So,
That's one I've never heard.
Yeah.
I've known JJ since the 80s.
Never heard that one.
That's the first one I've never heard several times.
All right. So we have a bank full of phone calls. This is not first time caller only. This is people, but they needed, we needed to have at least an 8 week period between on air appearances.
Yes.
By our callers. I got you. All right. I don't guess there's anything else to say. Why don't we give our questions, fellas?
Let's get started. Here are my three. Now, this is a multiple choice because this is a little bit difficult, all right? I'm going to make up with it with one kind of easy true-false here. And this is from my granddaughter, Stella. What scientist from the 1600s coined the term cell for the human body? You know, we have cells in the body. Someone came up with that. Was it Leonardo da Vinci, Johannes Kepler, Robert Hooke, or Isaac Newton? Which scientist from the 1600s coined the term cell for the human body? Leonardo da Vinci, Johannes Kepler, Robert Hooke, or Isaac Newton? You might have to look that one up, but we don't mind a little bit of research for these questions. Second question, who were the presidential candidates in the 1992 race for the White House? I'm talking about the Republican and the Democrat. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1992 race for the White House? There was actually a famous third-party candidate that year, but I want just the two major parties. And then in a standard deck of playing cards, all the kings have a mustache. Is that true or false? In a standard deck of playing cards, all the kings have a mustache. Is that true or false?
Okay, here are my three questions.
Let me give mine.
Yes, sir.
My first question, two disciples were brothers, James and John. What was their father's name? James and John were disciples, and their father's name is mentioned several times in the New Testament.
Was it Darth Vader?
Wasn't it? That's a different James and John. Second question.
Different Bible.
Second question. What is the main ingredient in guacamole? What is the main ingredient in guacamole? Third question, true or false? So they had just installed. Tim gets choked up just thinking about guacamole. They just had installed electricity in the White House. President Benjamin Harris and his family would not turn a light switch on or off for fear of getting electrocuted. So President Harris hired a man named Hoover to the White House staff whose only job was to go from room to room to turn the lights on and off. Is that true or false?
Yeah, then he built that dam out there. You know, that guy, he had quite a life.
Yeah.
Started out slow, then he picked up some steam, got more, you know, who's faithful and little, be
bored.
Faithful and much.
And his son started the line of vacuum cleaners.
Yes, he did. It's
quite a family heritage.
Yeah. So true or false, did Benjamin Harris hire somebody to be on the White House staff whose only job, sole job, was just go from room to room, turn the lights off and on?
Right. Can't be late for that one. You have that job. That's your only job. Huh?
And you need to kind of get there a few minutes before they do so you don't leave them in the dark.
Right. Right.
All right. So here are my three questions. Number one, what were the first words God spoke to man? Recorded in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
What were the first words God spoke to man?
That's good.
So you mean an actual quote?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, from the Snow White movie, what can you name the seven dwarfs? Name them all. Name the seven dwarfs. And number three, there is one state that was named after a French king. What state is that? There is a state amongst us, amongst the 50, that was named after the King of France. I want to know who that was. Not who that was, but what state we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, well, let's go first to Oklahoma. We're going to start off there, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
Northeast Oklahoma, Bartlesville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on several times.
Yes, Brother Mike, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'll try yours, Tim, there, on what the first words God spoke to man.
Okay, yes. No cowbell rang. Well, he hadn't answered it yet.
Oh, that's right.
What were... Oh. The first words God spoke to man, Mike.
I think it was to Adam, and God said, be fruitful and multiply.
That is correct.
Oh, good.
That is correct. That is found in Genesis 1, verse 28. And Mike's correct.
I thought it was going to be something about, is your rib hurting? Are your ribs sore?
Are your ribs sore?
This is going to... This is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
That may have been off the record.
Hey, good job.
Yeah,
Mike.
Way to go, Mike.
Start the show off with
absolutely.
The correct answer.
Genesis 1:28. Did you have to look that up or did you know it?
I remembered it.
Okay, so. Yeah. Okay, good. Be fruitful and multiply is what God told Adam.
And how many grandkids do you and Allison have?
a boatload.
Yeah.
Boatload.
You've done your job.
Yeah, we're doing our part.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, Mike?
Okay, I got a good one for you. I just saw this yesterday. The first ever recorded vending machine was used to dispense what product? I'll give you a multiple choice here to help you out. Okay, candy, gum, pop, or holy water. What would that answer be?
Holy water? Is that what you said?
Yep.
In a vending machine?
Yep.
Man,
that would be pretty crass, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Church. I'm gonna say, what you guys?
I'm gonna be shocked if it's not now, because holy water, you know, that would be maybe the Vatican had something, you know, a vending machine made first
on the Catholics,
or something.
JJ.
No, I'm just thinking. But I'm gonna say gum. That seems a little more likely.
Actually, I'll be honest. I thought the answer was like pencils and a pad of papers. It's something. I always thought it was something strange.
Well, y'all didn't grow up in my neck of the woods because I was thinking cigarettes. Pull that thing and them Salems popped out, or Winston or Marlboro. It didn't matter if they had a filter or not. It's going to give you cancer one way or another.
And that the fact that you know that is why at age 20 you sound like this.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Hey, right, I'm going to go. What did you say?
I said gum. Give an answer.
I'm going to go with gum.
Yeah,
I'll go with gum. How'd we do? How did JJ do, Mike?
Nope. The first ever vending machine was invented like in 215 B.C. by a hero of Alexander, a Greek. And the coins went into the slot, and they weighted down a lever that released some holy water. So the answer is holy water.
You know, when he left it last and it was so bizarre, I was thinking like a true or false. I thought that could possibly be true.
So obviously, since it's BC, it's some kind of pagan holy water, right? Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yeah. Yes, it would be. It was before before the Catholic Church. Yeah.
You hear what you're saying?
Well,
pagan,
I mean,
holy.
Well, I know, but they would consider it holy for their pagan rituals, I guess.
Well,
that is
also
true.
How is this distributed? I mean, is this like there's no bottle?
You just had to be quick.
You get your hands under there?
Yeah, as soon as you let that coin drop, you got to be quick. Man, somebody who else has got another denaria? All this water landed on the cobblestone. I need to be a little quicker.
You weren't paying attention.
Mike.
And that Acme company, I mean, they had those things distributed all over the Greek-speaking world.
Mike, an answer for my question or not?
Your question...
heard it.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
buddy. I'm talking about how did it come out of the vending machine, Mike, the water.
Oh, through a spout that was tipped. When the weight of the coins dipped a lever, it tipped a pitcher that held the water and then dispensed it out.
We got the nursery rhyme. Right? The tip, the spout, out came the water.
There's the deal. If that spider, antique road show, somebody shows up with that vending machine, he ain't going to have enough numbers to say what that dude's worth.
Hey, thank you, Mike. That's very interesting.
I'm going to look
that up and learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right, let's go to Alabama. And Larry is on the phone. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good to be back with you guys.
Thank you, Larry. Good to hear from you again, brother, from in Alabama. So Let's see, Alabama. You're Alabama or Auburn?
Or neither? I'm Ole Miss.
Oh, you're Ole Miss. Okay, because I was going to say.
Yeah. It's lonely there in Alabama, isn't it, Larry?
It sure is.
for an Ole Miss fan.
Yeah.
All right, Larry, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to do an easy one. I'm going to take the kings of a standard deck of cards.
All right, Larry, in a standard deck of playing cards, all the kings have a mustache. Is that true or false?
That's false.
That's correct. It is false.
Where'd it go?
Which one? Do you know which one does not have a mustache? There's only one.
King of Hearts.
King of Hearts. That is correct. Good. And knows his way around a deck of playing cards.
Or his way around Tunica, one or the other.
Yes.
Larry, you've been going over the hitting.
You can be honest with us, Larry. We won't tell anyone.
I play a lot of solitaire, so I see the cards pretty regular.
Yeah. Guys, we've been playing nerds at our house. Everybody has their own deck of cards, got a little bit of solitaire mixed in with it.
Yeah.
You guys ever played that? It's fast and furious. It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
The younger ones do better because their brain's hitting on all eight cylinders or all cylinders, but it's a lot of fun. Check it out.
It's
nerds.
Called Nerds?
Yeah, you have to come over and play some evening.
Nerds.
Yeah. Larry, you ever played it?
No, never heard of that.
See, I'd never heard of it until a few years ago when we were having a Bible study with some college kids. But we played a couple of years ago, during 2020, and then we during COVID, then we started playing again here a few weeks ago, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Good.
All right, Brother Larry, good to hear from you. Thanks for
what?
Go ahead with your question for us.
Well, I'm going to stick with a deck of cards.
Okay.
There's one one-eyed king. There are two one-eyed jacks. How many one-eyed queens are there?
One-eyed queen.
That's why you don't today and way back then in king and queen time, why you didn't get nobody a Daisy BB gun for Christmas. That's your answer right there. We've been trying to tell you can shoot your eye out. Just look at the playing cards, and I tell you that this ain't new thing. It's
all
been
in
going
the
on
cards.
Forever.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Larry. I have a hard time remembering these kind of things, but I don't think there are any one-eyed queens.
Let's go with that. Trick question. We'll say all the queens have two eyes.
What do you think, Tim?
That's a great line for a country song right there.
All the queens have two eyes?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's a good start. Oh, you need melody, you know. I'm say all of them.
All right, that's
how'd we do?
How'd we do, Larry?
How'd Ed do?
Y'all nailed it.
Good.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, we'll see you in Vegas, Larry.
All right.
Why do I think of the song Cotton Eye Joe when he was talking? Because
you're talking about
eyes and queens and kings and jacks and Cotton Eye Joe and all that.
Cotton Eye.
Probably because it's your ringtone.
You know what?
You're so used to hearing it.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of the song. I couldn't sing it.
Where did you go?
Lick of it.
Where did you come from?
What does Cotton Eye mean?
Cotton Eye? I think his eyes out. So he's got cotton in there.
Okay. Huh? I don't know, but it kind of sounds like making that up.
those optometrists.
If you read about
way.
This, if you go to Wikipedia,
here we go.
And you read about it, you see it was a boating accident.
It's getting dark.
Cotton Eye Joe, and he had
a white eye.
He made it. He made it through, and went on to have a very productive.
He wound up being in the king's court. You can see his picture if you just get out.
That's
52
right.
52 cards and start shuffling.
They made a movie about him.
Did they? I'm going to have to see if I can stream that. I tell you what, I'll look all weekend and make sure I find it.
Do that. All right. you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, I'll have to add one. I've had one answered. What scientist from the 1600s coined the term or the word cell for the human body, like the cells of in your body? I'm going to do a multiple choice because this is a little bit difficult. Leonardo da Vinci, Johannes Kepler, Robert Hooke, or Isaac Newton? One of those.
Coined it wasn't going to be that Robert Hooke fella. He has run that pirate ship all over the Caribbean. He didn't have no time to do no scientific discoveries.
And he's responsible for Cotton Eye Joe.
Feed the parrot, keep him on his shoulder without falling off, run up and down the lanes, the shipping lanes, with the rest of them pirates.
Give him the hook. All right, second question. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1992 race for the White House? I'm talking about the Republican and the Democrat only. And then I will add one. By surface area, what is the largest freshwater lake in the world? By surface area, what is the largest freshwater lake in the world? That's what I've got.
Start with a Bible question. Two disciples, James and John, were brothers. What was their father's name? Their father, James and John, the sons of whom? Second question, what is the main ingredient in guacamole? What is the main ingredient in guacamole? Third question, true or false? Right after they installed electricity in the White House, President Benjamin Harris and his family would not turn a light switch on or off for fear of getting electrocuted. So President Harrison hired a man whose sole job was to go through the White House turning lights off and on. Is that true or false?
Okay.
We had to do that a little bit. Tim can identify with that if it's true. He had to get up and change the channels up and down, go out in the yard, turn the antenna, turn that old rusty pole.
Our dads didn't pay us. We weren't hired.
Yeah, no. But being a remote control for the TV.
Yep. The risk didn't matter to, you just going to go do it. Get electrocuted, that's the way it was supposed to be.
And your dad had said, I was electrocuted many times.
We talked about this a bunch, but for you young whippersnappers, this will go completely over your head. So you had this antenna out on a pole, rusty, cold. You're out there. You're about freezing to death. And your dad has somebody standing in the doorway. So there's already, you're on
a
mission trip and you're having an interpreter. And he says, turn it a little bit more. Stop right there. Well, when he says stop, and then he gets to them and they say stop, you've already gone past it. Like, no. Then
go
he
back.
Loses. Go back. Well, go back to what? I'm using the stars as my gauge. You know what you mean? Go back to where you were.
Yes.
How am I going to do that?
That is
go
true.
To the Big Dipper, over here to the Little Dipper.
Many times, and it's a winter time when they sent the kids out.
Always winter time.
Yeah.
That's when all the playoff games, football stuff came on.
My grandparents lived way out in the sticks, and we that you described exactly.
Yeah.
Having to find one of the two, three channels you might be able to reach.
Right. Yeah, and go back a little bit. No, go forward. Wait, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting in trouble by the second. Like, what's wrong with you? I told you to stop. through about two and a half, three
exactly,
people.
Exactly. All right, so I've got three questions, and my Bible question was already answered. I will now give my three questions, and then we'll take a break. You can go ahead and start the music. What U.S. state is named after a king in France? Number two, how many ribs are in the human body? How many ribs do we have?
Under normal circumstances? Yes.
Duly noted. And thirdly, where is that one I had? From the Snow White movie. Name the seven dwarfs. If you can name them without looking it up,
it's height challenged, Tim. Let's pay attention to our
DEI. Okay, well, at that time they were called dwarfs.
Yes.
Okay.
And sometimes people toss them.
Name the seven dwarfs. We'll be back momentarily.
Could the fate of America's children be tied to the fate of our nation? Much like abortionists who end the lives of the unborn, the left is determined to undermine the pro-life movement. First, they target the babies. Then, they come for the rest of us. Preborn stands as a beacon of hope for the most defenseless among us, preborn babies. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues, on average, over 200 babies while surrounding expectant mothers with God's love and offering a free ultrasound. Rescuing the miracle of life has never been more crucial as we navigate this time of moral decline in our nation. Will you join Preborn in protecting the least among us? For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound and give a mother the chance to choose life, not only for her baby, but for herself. An ultrasound doubles a baby's chance at life. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
But I'd been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cotton eye Joe? But I'd been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cotton eye Joe?
All right, there you go. Now, if you play that backwards, there are some hidden messages,
right,
in Cotton Eye Joe.
Connected to the Beatles.
Yeah. Huh?
Connected to the Beatles.
Number nine.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine.
All right. That I don't know who a band that was, but anyway, was that the original Cotton Eye?
I think it's the Darlings, but I could be mistaken.
From Andy Griffith. Good. That's a good call there.
All right. Let's get back to the phones, Ed.
All righty. Let's go to Virginia. What do y'all say? David is on the line. David,
you're doing
welcome.
Your best Kamala Harris, are you, Ed? Just wherever you go, you got a different
Virginia.
You got a different accent.
You know, I we've known each other for a long time, and I love you, Tim. But
yeah,
let's not start throwing those kind of insults around.
Oh, is that an insult?
Saying I'm Kamala Harris?
Okay. Yeah. I apologize.
And that's downright.
I know. That's hurtful.
Bad. Yeah, it's hurtful. Yeah. David, welcome to Trivia Friday,
yeah, good
brother.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
Well, I'm just going to ask because it's a little bit complicated. But I did want to mention that I hope your question about the electricity in the White House was not predicting the name of the next president.
Harris.
Harris.
Was there
Benjamin
a Harris?
Harrison and not Harris.
Oh, thanks. Benjamin Harrison. Yeah. I can't read my own writing.
Yeah.
It was Harrison.
Oh, okay. If you've ever seen JJ's writing, you'd understand that.
Yeah.
There wasn't a president Harris, North Shore will ever be.
I was supposed to be a doctor. And I'm just a lowly on-air radio guy. Hey, what's your which question you want to answer, David?
He just wants to ask, I think he said.
Well, no, I'm just going to ask.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn the tables on you, and I'm going to let you choose the question you want to answer, okay?
All right.
Sure. Right.
And we'll do this Jeopardy style. So you may have to go over to the faculty lounge and get some help from some of the other professors. First, you may need the sports information director to answer a question, the answer of which combines the NFL and the PGA Tour.
Let's go
and
with
then,
that one.
You may need a – you may – oh, really?
Yes, sir, because there's two sports aficionados. These guys are experts, and I trust them. Go with the sports question for sake of time.
All right. Remember, the answer combines the NFL and the PGA Tour. Okay, we know from a previous question you've asked that Jack Nicklaus won 18 major tournaments. Which Hall of Fame quarterback wore the number that was the same as the number of second-place finishes he had in majors? And I'll give you a multiple choice. Was it Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, or John Unitas?
That was a deep dive there, tying the golfing and the...
So I need the name and the number.
Now, second place finish.
Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus won 18 major golf tournaments, still the leader.
Right.
All time. And you're saying there was somebody who finished...
His number of second place finishers.
Okay, well, what would be the did the player who had the number was he an admirer or of Jack Nicklaus and wanted to do that for him, for in honor of him? Is that
he probably was.
All right, can I ask just one question just to kind of narrow this down? Are the numbers the same? Did he won 18, he came in and did he come in second 18 times, or is it just a different number?
No.
So that means we can scratch off 18 as a course. So that means Peyton Manning's down. Out.
All right, there's eliminating one.
Okay, deduction.
All right, what were the names of the quarterbacks again?
Okay, Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, or John Unitas.
All right, so that's number 12, 13, 19.
You'd have to know is how many second place finishes Jack Nicklaus had, and then you know.
Right.
In major tournaments,
and Montana,
we're gonna have to guess.
I'm gonna say 12.
All right, I'll go with you on that. So that's Bradshaw.
Just guessing.
I'll go 13 just to cover the bases.
That's Marino.
Okay. Well, go, what? Okay,
no, the answer. He won 19 second place tournaments, or he came in second 19 times.
So that's Johnny Unitas.
John Unitas.
Johnny Unitas. Yeah. Colts.
That is just simply will never be done again.
So 18 first place and 19 second place.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Is that
– That's a
– Yeah, that's good.
That
Thank
is a
you.
Great question, Dave. I like the way you framed it. That was a real brain that stretched – that stretched us.
Some records will never be broke.
I think I pulled
sports,
a muscle.
And that's one of that. Jack Nicklaus winning 18 major tournaments will never be broke. Jody Maggio's 56 game hitting streak will never be broke. So there's some records in sports like that. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. And JJ, you're going to be speaking where, when?
Oh, thank you for asking. Hey, a little quick shout out. Last weekend I was in Batesville, Arkansas for the Alpha Center. The largest crowd they've ever had for an event, a gala, and they met their goal and just met so many wonderful AFR listeners. And then next Saturday, October the 19th, I'll be at Elkhorn Baptist Church, and that is in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Night of laughter and inspiration. It's a meal, stand-up comedy, and then talk about the good work that the Hope Pregnancy Center of Taylor County is doing. It's a ticketed event, so I hope to see folks in the Campbellsville, Kentucky area next Saturday.
Good.
J.J. Jasper, pride of Owensboro, returns to his home state.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I was there last year, and they had an amount they were hoping for, and the folks were so generous, and there was such a huge crowd, they tripled what they had hoped to bring.
Wow.
So I get to come back again this year, so I'm excited.
Do you feel any pressure? Now, since
you got new material,
absolutely, new material. Are you kidding? Yeah.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Arkansas, and Arnold is on the line with us. Arnold, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, morning, esteemed professors.
Howdy, Arnold.
Thank you.
How are you this morning? And JJ, I'm the Arnold Bobby Bennett told you about that you were in Trenton, Texas a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago. I'm Bobby Bennett's friend that convinced Bobby to listen to AFR.
Arnold, let me tell these guys, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, so Bonham, Texas, Trenton, Texas. Bobby, he comes down from Wiley, Texas with his sweet wife. He came up to the book table after the event. He said, I want you to know I'm a truck driver, my friend Arnold. Arnold's been on me for the longest time. You got to listen to AFR. You got to listen to AFR. He said, I put that on there. Now all my radios are on that, and I haven't changed. And Arnold was not able to make it to the event. But I actually called Arnold and left a crazy voicemail on his phone.
Yes, you sure did. It picked me up. I've been going through some real personal issues right now. And I really appreciate it. I really do. So.
Well, we appreciate you. And we tell people word of mouth really makes a difference. And you're proof of the pudding. Hey, Arnold, thank you. Tell Bobby I said hi.
Right now to listen to you now. I'll do that. I'm working on my co-driver to listen to you guys right now. I run a team from Texas to Missouri. But, okay.
You want to ask, answer? Ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to answer Tim's question about what state's named after a king.
Okay, yes. There is one state that is named after a king in France. What is that state?
that state would be Louisiana.
Yes, that's right.
Good job.
Do you know anything about the background of that story?
No, they're really okay. Named after like Louis the 14th or
that's
something
right.
like yes. that.
King Louis, one of the Louis over there. It's kind of like King George's in England. I mean, there's a bunch of them. But anyway, so we the U.S. bought Louisiana
purchase from
France. We got a deal on that one, and
yard of the deal.
And then Louisiana joined the Union as a state in the year 1812.
You know, that makes sense that Louisiana was named after that French king because I mentioned this before on Trivia Friday. Oddly enough, you'll hear something about a law and they'll say that law applies in all 49 states except Louisiana. And I kept hearing that so much I did a little research and they said a lot of the laws that Louisiana adheres to are tied to the French. And I said, you know, real estate, wills, things like that. And I thought, well, now that is interesting that you're a member of the United States of America and a whole lot of the law has ties to this day to French law.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, sir. Is that?
Hey, what's your question for us, Arnold?
All right. Well, it's about a two-part, but it's kind of easy. And it's got to be a learning question because it gives an idea about what $1 billion and $1 million is like. Okay, if you take a million and a billion and put them into seconds, how many years or whatever would a million be and how many years would a billion be if you put it into seconds?
We're never going to get it, but tell us, and that'll help us when we're looking at the national debt. We don't even, no, seriously,
right,
we don't even want to talk about trillion. But, this is going to help us thinking about all the way they waste our taxpayer money in Washington, D.C. What's the answer?
$1 million, if you put it into seconds, would be around 11 years. Or 11 days, excuse me, 11 days. Okay? That's what it'd be. A billion seconds is about 31 and a half years.
Wow.
Wow.
And trillion is... That's going to be like 1,000 years or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody said if you spend $1,000 a second since the day Jesus walked the earth till now, that you wouldn't have $1 trillion paid off.
That's
something like that. It was something so mind-boggling. And we'll say, well, $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there.
Yeah. Okay. Big deal. But it's a
long as it helps
astronomical sum. All right, Arnold, thank you.
Thank you, Arnold.
Great question. And, folks, just be praying for Arnold, who said he's going through some things. We'll turn loose our intercessors to pray for our brother. So
be careful out there on the road. Amen. You and the rest of the truckers, and tell our buddy Bobby hello.
All right, probably the torpedo questions for this half hour.
Okay. All right, first one from my granddaughter, Stella. This is going to be multiple choice. It's a little bit hard, but I do give you some choices here. What scientist from the 1600s coined the word cell for the human body? We always talk about the cells in the human body. Was it Leonardo da Vinci, Johannes Kepler, Robert Hooke, or Isaac Newton? Second question, who were the presidential candidates in the 1992 race for the White House? I'm talking about just the two major political parties. And then third question, by surface area, what is the largest freshwater lake in the world? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Two disciples, James and John, were brothers. What was their father's name? Second question, what is the main ingredient in guacamole? Now I've got a true or false question that my friend Jake gave me. Russ and
State Farm?
Different Jake. Russ and Lori, who along with Gary and Chris and all of our Kansas friends that volunteered for over 20 years each year for Share-a-thon, this is Russ and Lori's son, Jake. True or false, President Benjamin Harrison and his family would not turn a light switch off or on for fear of getting electrocuted. This is right after they installed electricity into the White House. So here's the question. So President Harrison hired a man to the White House staff whose only job was to go from room to room to turn the lights on and off. Is that true or false?
All right, my two questions that remain. Can you name the seven dwarfs from the movie Snow White? Can you name them? And secondly, how many ribs does a human have? How many ribs do we have?
Depends how hungry I am, Tim, honestly, and whether I'm eating a bunch of coleslaw with
it. Boom.
And if it's 4th of July
brought the barbecue
Memorial
joke.
Day.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Virginia, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hello to you, Mark. Ah, the guy, our brother with the birds. I can hear him in the background.
Yeah. What kind of bird? What kind of birds you got there, Mark? You got a
budgies? Budgies, I think.
Yes.
You got a good
big parakeets. That's what they look like.
Well, they're regular sized parakeets.
Oh, how many do you have?
All the others are just miniatures.
Small. Okay.
They're four. We have four.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
I like parakeets.
Yeah.
That was the first birthday present. I think I've mentioned this. The first birthday present I ever got my wife was a parakeet.
Now I
don't even want to tell you how many birds she's got, so I have no one to blame but myself. So
what happened to that parakeet? Where is
Pete? Yeah, Pete the parakeet. Well, he died.
Hmm. Hey, Mark, ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the 1992 presidential election, please.
All right, Mark, here is the question. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1992 race for the White House? I'm talking just the Republican and the Democrat.
Okay, George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
That is correct.
Nicely done, Mark. Do you know what that parakeet, you know what that sound that we had there?
Oh, he knows. Listen to him.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Congratulations.
Mark knows that sound.
You won a nice AFR baseball cap.
Yeah.
Thank you. I am going to, when I get that one, I'll give it to my dad.
Good.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you don't like hats?
Well, no, I have one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Your dad will love it.
Yeah. What's your question for us?
My question for you is, what Disney movie features Johnny Unitas?
Well, we had a Johnny Unitas question already.
Sure did.
What Disney movie did we have featured Johnny Unitas?
I can't even think of one. You're going to have to tell us, Mark.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No. No, it's Gus.
Gus.
Oh, that was about some donkey or something that kicks field goals, isn't it?
Yeah, the mule.
Yeah, the mule. So Johnny Unitas was in that?
Well,
right.
Well, he was a major star at that time. So anyway.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I don't care how good you do in Hollywood or in the sports field. If you run through that money and start spending that money like a drunken sailor, you will wind up doing reverse mortgage commercials on TV, or you'll be in a movie with a donkey kicking field goals. The moral of that is put some of that money in the bank.
All right. Hey, Mark, excellent
Thank
job,
you.
Brother. We're going to put you on hold so that Cindy can get your information, and we'll get that hat out in the mail to you, and you can give it to your dad tell him our compliments and hope he enjoys it. So, I cannot access the computer. I'm just folks just speaking out loud here.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
So,
hey, listen, while they're making mention of that, we want to say thank you again to everyone who prayed for this ministry during Share-a-thon. If you were not able to give during these tough times, we understand that. We get that. But so many people that sent in a pledge and called in a pledge, $4.2 million over three days.
Yeah, amen. We are so grateful
and,
to our listeners.
We just can't say thank you enough. In fact, you think about even stories like the widow's mite. Got a note from someone. I don't know if you guys heard this. I'm not a rich man. At age 67, I'm working full-time because Social Security is not enough. I've given before, but I don't really have the means, so this charathon, he was not going to give a gift. Then he goes on to say a tree branch hit his 20-year-old car, cracked the windshield. They wanted $300 for the repairs. He called the call center. On the other end, they said, well, you're entitled to some discounts, and they knocked off $100. So he said, I got the windshield fixed for $200. Since that was an unexpected windfall, I felt led to donate $100 to you. And that was a gentleman who just wanted to share how the Lord made a way for him to give, and without saying, he must appreciate and be grateful for American Family Association, American Family Radio.
We're grateful for him.
Absolutely. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
We roll on here. Who's next?
We'll go to Georgia, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother James. Where do you live there in Georgia?
Tifton.
Yes, sir. You guys got hit pretty hard with that weather that came through there, didn't you?
Well, not as hard as Valdosta.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after that, most of the damage was to the west, but not all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're praying for the folks in Florida, Georgia,
a lot of
through
folks
Tennessee,
still,
North,
still
Carolina.
To,
North Carolina. North Carolina is so heartbreaking.
Yep.
Hey.
I have friends and family both places.
Oh, my. Hey, you got a great area there, James. I've spoken at the pregnancy center there and spoke at the hospital for an event, but a good area there in the TIFF area. Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about, James and John.
Okay. Here's the question. Of course, a Bible question. Two disciples, James and John, were brothers. What was their father's name?
Zebedee.
You hear that over and over when you're reading James and John, the sons of thunder, James and John, the sons of Zebedee.
And that was the inspiration for one of the songs in the Disney movie, Zebedee Doodah.
And some wrestlers.
Yeah.
Sons of Thunder.
Thank you, James.
I thought that was pretty good.
I thought that was pretty funny. Thank you for the polite laugh. It's you don't know what it's like being with these two guys, you know.
I have a dry humor also.
Okay. Hey, James, what's your question for us?
This is another sports question.
All right.
Now, I do not get to listen to y'all every Friday, so it may have been asked somewhere in the past.
Well, look, don't have too many layers to it, because our brain's hurting from the last question.
Right. What major league pitcher pitched a 9-inning baseball game, a no-hitter, and lost?
I think we have had this before, but I can't remember the answer. Do you know?
Well,
Tim's really our baseball guy.
That's the ultimate insult to injury right there. You talk about a kick in the head.
A no-hitter.
Pitch a 9-inning no-hitter and you lose? How's that
Yeah, well, the only thing I can think is maybe the game went into extra innings and he didn't stay in, or it was some fluke thing like an error and a wild pitch or something like that and lose 1-0 or something.
Well, a no-hitter, you can still walk people, right?
That's true, yeah.
You can get some walks.
You can blow up with walks.
Yeah.
I would say, the fella who has the most no-hitters, I believe, in Major League Baseball history is Nolan Ryan.
Let's go with Nolan Ryan.
I'll go with that. How about Nolan Ryan, James?
Well, that's further back than that. It was Ken Johnson.
Ken? It was Ken?
Ken Johnson. Mr. and Miss Johnson's boy?
Yeah, that's the one.
Who'd he play for? I don't recognize the name.
Two teams, Pittsburgh Pirates, and the other one escapes me.
What year are we talking about?
Well, it had to be before 1974.
Oh, all right.
You're just making this up on the fly, aren't you, James? We're on to you, brother.
No, my brain is that slow.
uh,
All right. See what I tell you, James? Yeah. I told you. Yeah. There's no mercy here on this
Don't
show.
Don't feel bad winging it while you're just making these questions up. All right, James.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, how did that happen? Tell us the backstory.
Yeah.
I don't know the detail. He was a dean of boys at a college in West Palm Beach, Florida. And, you know, he told it and joked about it because, I mean, it's not exactly something to tout, right?
Yeah,
right.
You brag about it.
Yeah. Well,
so he,
I would say my team couldn't score one lousy run for me.
You know I did my part. Yeah, fanning a batter after batter.
Yeah.
Did you go to that school?
I'm not going to the reunion.
James, did you go to that school? And did you hear him tell that
I
story?
I did.
Wow. Well, that's something.
Yeah.
All right,
buddy. All right, brother. Yeah, brother James, have a great day, man. Thanks for calling there from Tifton, Georgia. We appreciate it. We got to take a short time out right here. When we get back, Eileen from Mississippi, David from Louisiana, Orban from Texas, and Joy also from Mississippi. You'll all be coming up next after we get back from this break for news.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.